It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. I am Bill Enright, and with me, as always, is Anthony Grace. Kevin Collins is our producer today, and we are on to Week 12 in the NFL. Fellas, gentlemen, how's it going?
Good, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm pumped up. Another week in the NFL.
Here it comes.
Plenty to be excited about.
Here it comes. I mean, I don't know how good the game's going to be tonight, but anytime you got a division matchup going on, I guess it has the potential to be a good game. But it's football. It's all that matters.
That's right. Raiders and the Chiefs, AFC West battle. We'll do our primetime pick 'em just a little bit. Another week in the NFL. That means another week for you to win $1 million over at DraftKings, FFChamps.com. Get you a free account to FFChamps and a free entry into the $1 million contest. And speaking of that contest, we'll have the Week 11 winners. I mentioned it on Tuesday. Anthony will have the Week 11 winners. Two brothers from Boston, big Patriot fans. They had Jonas Gray in their lineups. They have him to thank because he was the highest scoring player. They won $1 million playing fantasy football. We say it happens every week. We'll have the Gomez brothers on a little bit later in the show, but I'm very excited to talk to both of them. I spoke to them a little bit earlier. Both seem like really good guys.
Yeah, you know, we had Mikey Millions, I guess we're calling him now, a couple weeks ago, who won the million, another Patriot fan. So maybe that's the way to go. Maybe he's got to throw a bunch of Patriot players in there to win you $1 million, because the guys we've talked to, that's their strategy so far.
You know, it's very interesting. Patriot fans don't realize how lucky they are.
Tell me about it.
Not only is their team consistently in the running for the Super Bowl, but their fans are winning $1 million.
Yeah. I would take one or the other. I mean, if my team could win a Super Bowl, that would just be fan-freaking-tastic. But $1 million is okay, too. Either way, I'm in. But, hopefully one happens before I die. We'll see what happens, though. We got some time left on my clock.
Kevin, I mean, the odds are in your favor here. You're a Patriot fan. Yeah, you're a Patriots fan. You work for the Patriots.
True.
And you have us on your side.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the last two out of the last four millionaires at DraftKings.
I don't think I qualify for that type of prize, Bill.
Why not? Why
well,
haven't
I'm a team
you been
employee.
Playing? So?
I don't know if they would even let me do that.
It's perfectly legal.
Fred, Andy Hart of PFW was thinking of joining this weekend, and Fred kiboshed that right on the air.
Really?
Yeah, this
I
afternoon.
I wonder why.
He's kiboshed it multiple times.
I wonder why that is.
He just doesn't think we should be doing it.
Interesting.
So I don't want to get myself in trouble saying I'm going to play.
Sign up under your girlfriend's account.
Well, that's sneaky. I like that.
I mean, you got to think outside the box sometimes.
What about my boyfriend?
I mean, that's
if I had a boyfriend.
I mean, either one.
Either way.
Something wrong with me having a boyfriend, Bill?
All you need is a credit card or a PayPal account.
Use my foreign, like, Swiss bank account.
I'm going to have to talk to Fred about that.
Yeah,
very
Fred,
surprised.
Fred would never know if I use my Swiss bank account.
I wonder why that is. I mean, DraftKings has partnered with two NFL teams now. The Patriots were the first ones.
That's what Andy thought. He's like, oh, you know, we should do this, like, blah, blah, blah. Could make the Thursday night games more interesting, blah, blah, blah.
And the second team is the Broncos. That announcement just came today.
I just don't want to get yelled at.
Yeah,
I don't like confrontation, Bill, you know?
I don't want to get you in trouble by any means, but I might have to have a conversation with Fred about that.
You should.
Maybe, you know, hey, what's going on here, but just maybe an informal, informational conversation kind of.
Maybe you could get him to fill out a permission slip for me to play.
That's not a bad idea.
You just have my mom sign off on it, too.
There you go.
I mean, I think it's legal in like.
Ask my mom if I can use some of my birthday money I got the other week to play.
I think it's legal in 47 out of the 50 states. Like, Arizona's not legal. I don't think it's legal in Arizona. Get with it, Arizona.
Sports betting should be legal in every state, in my opinion.
This is not sports betting, Kevin. Watch what you say.
I'm just saying it should be.
Well, that's a
the whole Adam Silver thing that came up this week.
That's a different topic, my friend.
I'm just saying it should be legal.
Fantasy football is not considered gambling or sports betting.
I know that.
And you can thank the great Congress of the United States for that.
God bless them.
God bless the Congress.
Right. God bless us, everyone.
A little razzleberry dressing on the Fantasy Football Thursday.
So, yes, the Gomez brothers are going to be joining us in a little bit. We'll talk to them about how they set their lineup, how excited they are to win $1 million, and having Jonas Gray help them do that. And sticking on that same topic of DraftKings prizes, I just want to let everyone know, I don't think I've mentioned it on the show before, and that's really my bad, but we launched our, like, our free, like the Fantasy Football Champs free game. Free fantasy football game, launched it a couple weeks ago. Would be great if the audience got in on the action. FantasySpin.com, fast, fun, free, and easy. It takes about 3 minutes to set a lineup. It's 100% free. And the top 10 winners, once again, get great prizes from DraftKings. So you'll definitely want to check that out. It's at FantasySpin.com. All right, Anthony, so week 12 kicks off tonight. AFC West battle, the Chiefs and the Raiders. We're going to do our primetime pick 'em as we do every Thursday. Thursday night, Sunday night, and the Monday night games. But real quick, the Raiders still have not had a win this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I see a W coming from them anytime soon. They have the Chiefs tonight, as we're broadcasting live on Patriots.com radio. So in a few hours from now, that game will be kicking off. If you're listening on demand, well, obviously the result has already been punched in. But they have the Chiefs, the Rams, San Fran, KC again, Buffalo and Denver. Where is there a W? Where is there a win coming in this schedule for the Oakland Raiders?
Yeah, they got a tough lineup. Like you said, the Chiefs and the Broncos, three out of their last six games. That basically is three games that they're going to be playing against opponents that are trying to get into playoffs if they haven't made it. Now, maybe if Denver pulls ahead and sits some players that final week, maybe Oakland gets a win, a cheap win there. Buffalo, I mean, Buffalo's playing all right, but they're definitely beatable. So there's a couple opportunities, but I mean, if they don't win a game, I guess you're not shocked, but you are a little bit. I mean, to go 0-16 is tough. It's happened once ever, so it's tough to do to not win a game at all.
The Lions, right? We're the last team.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Last and only, yeah.
Yeah, the only team, Detroit. So I guess Oakland's on par with what the Lions did that year, but I think they're going to pull at least one win this year, but you know what? Who knows? Maybe not. I wouldn't be shocked if they didn't, but they got a rough road ahead.
Do you personally know any Raiders fans?
None that I can think of off the top of my head, so probably not.
I have two that are, you know, in my circle, my group of friends. Two of them are in my fantasy league. They are the best in the offseason. Raider Nation, Black Hole, this is our year, we're going to
turn it
back
around.
We signed Maurice Jones-Drew, we signed Justin Tuck, Derek Carr's the man. And then, like, not even by the end of September, by week two, they're, like, wasted before the game even starts. And they're like, ah, can't wait for next year.
Halfway through week one.
What's
the first
wrong with
quarter.
Being wasted, Bill?
Well, they're just drinking their sorrows away of being a Raider fan.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, it we're is get the, week two, Kev.
We're going to get the number one pick, and we're not going to mess it up this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people that don't have to work Sundays, like all of us, like to enjoy some bevs and watch their team lose on Sunday.
I'm all fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's fine. You know, as long as you drink responsibly.
Tell you what, after that Kansas City game, I went on a bender for a few nights. Just went home and drank myself to death. Trying to make it go away. Stop the pain, Bill.
As long as you drink responsibly, I'm okay with that. But I'm poking fun at Raider fans.
My liver is still trying to recover.
I'm sure you got to get those liver cleansing pills.
Yeah. Could get some of them PEDs.
So, yes, the Thursday night game, we'll see if the Raiders can finally get a win. Sunday night is an NFC East matchup, Cowboys and the Giants. Monday night, Ravens and the Saints. We'll give our picks a little bit. We always say that to the end of the show.
That's a big market tease right there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
We're a big market. That's what we do.
We are a big market.
Damn right.
Boston's a huge market.
Huge, huge market.
You know, I think we're more popular outside of Boston than we are inside Boston.
Fair point.
At least for this show.
We get a fair amount of calls, though, and emails from people in Boston.
Internationally known, locally respected. I say it all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Touche, Bill. Touche.
Also, some other topics for today's show. Anthony does a great article every week on FF Champs. The official Stardom Sit'em Report. We'll go over that in just a little bit. And, of course, we're answering your start and sit questions for Week 12. So get them in. Call us up. Email us. Tweet us. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. Hit us up on Twitter if you're listening to us on demand via the Patriots mobile app or on the podcast or on patriots.com at FFChamps. Anthony's at the PPR Monster. Follow Kevin. Hit up Kevin with some questions at patsradio_Kev. And I'm at Bill Enright. A lot to do today, as always. Anthony, what do you say? Let's dive into the latest news and notes from around the NFL. There's two teams on a bye, the Carolina Panthers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we're not going to have, you know, Kelvin Benjamin, Cam Newton, Greg Olsen, Le'Veon Bell had a monster game on Monday night. Antonio Brown's been on fire. Big Ben Roethlisberger, Martavius Bryant. So there are some holes in people's lineups this week.
Yeah, a couple holes to fill. Again, final bye week of the year. Nice it's only two teams. There are some major names out there, but odds are you might own one, maybe two of these guys. So hopefully filling in the holes for you aren't too bad this week, especially week 12, big week. A lot of do or die, make or break type week for a lot of people out there, I'm sure.
I would agree. I mean, this is the crunch time for anyone that's fighting for that first round bye or fighting for that last spot in the playoffs. So hopefully a lot of our listeners, a lot of our members are fighting for that first round bye. But if you're fighting for that last spot in the playoffs or holding on to your current standing, you know, we'll help you guys out. That's why we're here.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, speaking of two teams, how about the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets? What's going on up in Buffalo? Looking to potentially move that game somewhere? Got, what, 4 feet of snow yesterday? Another 2 to 3 are supposed to pour down today. So did you see any pictures of that build up in Buffalo?
I did. And
oh, my God.
I think it's I love the snow. I love blizzards. I went to school at Syracuse for 4 years, so I'm very used to those kind of conditions. But this is record-breaking. I mean,
it's
this
insane.
This is shut down the entire city for probably going to be a few weeks. It's crazy.
Yeah. Bill, yeah. I just heard breaking news that Peyton Manning was watching SportsCenter and saw some of the pictures from Buffalo and fainted.
Peyton Manning historically does not like playing in the cold or
just
the snow.
Keeled over in his rocking chair, eating his chicken parm sub.
Oh, that's great. But yes, Anthony, I think it's crazy to see. And you know what the best part is about all this? The players are like uploading photos to Instagram, and you see them on SportsCenter and the NFL Network now. But like Sammy Watkins did a face plant. Keke Alonso was just laying in the snow. Marquise Goodwin was just out there playing. Fred Jackson was like throwing his like little, I don't know, she must have been like a toddler, so 2 or 3. Just like took her and like tossed her 4 feet in the air.
Yep.
And she just lands in the snow and like sinks down. It's awesome.
I know, man. That is, it's crazy out there. I mean, I hate the snow personally. I don't really want to deal with it. I mean, I can if need be, you know, from the Northeast. It's not like I don't see it all the time anyway, but this much snow, I wouldn't know what I want to do. And you know what? They're talking about moving the game potentially to either Detroit or Washington. Well, how are they going to get there, especially out of Buffalo? I mean, the Jets players, whatever, but how are the Buffalo Bills players and staff going to get out of Buffalo to get to another location?
Anthony, I'm glad you brought this up because I'm in a very interesting predicament here. I talk about it once in a while on the show. My Survivor pool pick, I have very limited options this week.
Yep.
If you think there's a blowout, if you think there's good teams and they have great matchups, I can't use them. Eagles, Colts, Broncos, Chargers, whoever. I used all my good teams. I'm debating the Bears. I'm debating the Falcons or the Browns, either one. I might pick either one. And then I'm debating using the Jets because the Bills haven't practiced all week. They can't leave their house. They're playing Madden on Xbox. That's their on PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. That's their practice. Their coaches are sending them the game plan via email.
Right.
That's great.
A little Spider 2 Y banana. So, it's crazy. As far as survivor pools go, you're going to be got some tough weeks. There's not a lot of, even if you had a couple of these teams you said, there's not a lot of matchups, I think, that are just cake matchups anymore, outside of maybe Philadelphia coming home off a bad loss against Tennessee. That might be the easiest matchup that I see on the schedule, but Detroit going to New England. Detroit's not a pushover team. So, and again, Miami going into Denver, they're fighting for a playoff spot, so they're not just going to roll over. So, survivor pool people, too. This is a tough, tough week for a pick if you don't have a major team left.
All right, so that's going on with the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets. Josh Gordon is making his return, suspended for, what, 10 games or 11 games, including the bye. He'll be back in action for week 12. What are your expectations for the wide receiver that was number one last year in fantasy football?
I stashed him in my main league on my bench all season, and he's playing for me this week. I got him in my lineup. He's a guy, like we've been talking about when we touch on him this season, practicing, working out, doing everything he's got to do, wasn't injured, so that's definitely a plus to him coming back, and I think he's going to come back strong, and I don't think he's going to have much issue getting in with his team and picking up where he left off last year. I think he's going to be okay. And he's got a nice soft matchup against the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, yeah, in a dome on the fast track. I think he comes back with a bang. I wouldn't be shocked to see the Cleveland Browns just take a deep shot first play that they have the ball. Josh Gordon deep.
I'm with you, Ant. If you've been stashing him this long, you have to get him into your lineups for week 12. We mentioned on Tuesday's show that two running backs were cut from their respective franchises. Ben Tate cut by the Cleveland Browns. He lands with the Minnesota Vikings. What do you think this does to Jerick McKinnon's fantasy stock going forward?
Yeah, Ben Tate is going to obviously be rotating in. I saw something earlier today that North Turner said that Jerick McKinnon is still supposed to be their guy. Yep. Ben Tate, they just brought in to, you know, because they have injuries, got the AP situation. They have a lot going on there in Minnesota. So kind of a contingency backup plan, I think, what Ben Tate is going to be. But now, you know, when he was in Cleveland, we had the same type of situation. You had Terrence Wicks, which is kind of the Jerick McKinnon, and the Crowell, which is kind of the Matt Asiata, goal line guy out of the backfield that can catch the ball, and Ben Tate's kind of just somewhere in the middle, the limbo of the backfield, if I may. So I don't know what to expect out of him, but if you're still a Jerick McKinnon owner, don't worry. He's supposed to be the guy. We'll see what happens this week as far as if that's true of what North Turner said.
All right, and then finally, LeGarrette Blount was cut from the Steelers. Seems to be a fan favorite for everyone up here in New England of Patriot fans. Signed LeGarrette Blount. Everyone loved him last year during their playoff run. Everyone loved him at the end of the season. Had a big December for the Pats. What does this do to Jonas Gray's fantasy stock now that LeGarrette Blount's back on the squad?
Look, what Jonas Gray did last week, making a name for himself in his first game in the NFL, getting a significant amount of touches, I can't see them taking someone like LeGarrette Blount and breaking up a lot of touches off of Jonas Gray. He's going to get a couple here and there, give Jonas Gray a breather, but Jonas Gray has to be the guy this weekend and potentially moving forward for New England if he keeps playing anywhere near the way he played last Sunday.
Anyone that took the under on our Tuesday topic of thought when we asked 8.5 touchdowns over under for Jonas Gray the rest of the season, we saw him have 4 in week 11. I think anyone that took the under has to be very happy when they saw LeGarrette Blount was signed back on the team.
Yeah, definitely a guy that's gonna be that could potentially steal some goal line carries from him. So, like we said, last year we saw what LeGarrette Blount did in the playoffs. He had that 4-touchdown game, I believe. He has some speed on him. I mean, I think last year when I saw LeGarrette Blount running free down the field, I could not believe how quick he was for a guy his size. So I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, LeGarrette Blount has talent. He had a 1,000-yard season in Tampa Bay a couple years back, had a good playoff run with New England last year. So he's definitely a good player, a nice piece to have in case something would happen. But like every single year, virtually week to week, Bill Belichick and the Patriots, you never know what you're getting out of their backfield anymore. It's a tough call, but like I said, I think Jonas Gray is the man for now. He's going to be the guy unless he does something stupid or has a couple bad games in a row these next couple weeks.
Week 12 in the NFL, another crucial week for everyone out there in fantasy football, fighting for the playoffs, trying to hold on to a playoff spot. So I'm going to I know the questions are flying in. I know a lot of people are on hold already. I'm going to fly through this injury report, and then we'll get into some of the callers, some of the emails. So starting off with the quarterbacks, Phillip Rivers back at practice. That's good news for anyone banking on him or any of the San Diego Chargers playmakers. That offense slowed down a little bit, but Rivers expected to be okay for week 12. Running back news, Arian Foster, questionable, expected to play. Same with Reggie Bush, was back at practice this week. That's good news for the Lions running back. Matt Asiata, questionable with a concussion. Maybe we see Ben Tate this week in the Minnesota backfield. Giovanni Bernard, back at practice. Now, I'm going to take a pause for a minute here, Ant. With Gio back, what does this do to Jeremy Hill?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be an interesting situation with Gio coming back with Jeremy Hill. I think Hill is still going to be a flex start the rest of the way no matter what, because no matter what happens with Gio, Hill is going to get more touches per game now than he did when Gio was playing before he got hurt. Just show him what he did to the Cincinnati Bengals, his team, his coaches, everybody out there. So he's going to get his touches. I think he's still safe to use as a flex player. I'm not going to use him as a running back two as of now, unless, again, you're in a dire situation. Maybe you have LeGarrette Blount, Le'Veon Bell from the Steelers, and you need someone. I have no problem starting Jeremy Hill, but we got to wait to see how they split the carries between him and Gio when Gio is back.
All right, now you have, let's say you're in a situation like I'm in. I'm in a full-point PPR league. Okay. I have both of them. Which one do I use?
Yeah, that is a, that's a tough question. That is a quandary, my friend. We have to we're gonna have to talk this one out throughout the show.
I think a lot of people are gonna be in this situation.
I wouldn't be shocked. Now, Jeremy Hill's played the last 3 weeks. He's looked good the last 3 weeks. We don't know what we're getting out of Gio coming off the injury. I mean, look what happened to was it Ronnie Hill or Monty Ball last week?
Yep.
Coming off an injury and basically running out for a pass and re-hurt himself. So I don't know what we're getting out of Gio. Between the two, if I have both, I'm leaning towards Hill just because I know I've seen some stuff out of him, and I know he's going to get more touches than he did in the beginning of the season with both guys healthy.
Back to the injury report for running backs. Droik Bell of the Detroit Lions good to go against the Patriots. So it looks like the Lions will be full strength with their running backs for their matchup against New England. Wide receivers, another Lion here. Calvin Johnson's back at practice. So are the Bears wide receivers. They had monster games in Week 11. Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey both at practice for Chicago. Remember, former Bears quarterback Josh McCown, former Bears head coach Lovie Smith coming to Chicago to take on the Bears this weekend. Emmanuel Sanders, problems for the Broncos. Emmanuel Sanders is questionable after getting a concussion against the Rams. Julio Jones has some kind of illness, but the Falcons are expecting him to play. Over to the tight end spot, Charles Clay, going to be a game-time decision for the Miami Dolphins as they take on Denver. Delanie Walker is expected back this week for the Tennessee Titans. And then another Denver Bronco playmaker, big fantasy football impact player, Julius Thomas, questionable with that ankle injury. The phone number here is 855-728-7500. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. We're answering your start and sit questions throughout today's show. Nick in Boston is first on the Fantasy Football Champs. He's in a 12-team standard league. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing today, Nick?
You know, pretty good. I feel pretty good about taking that under on Jonas Gray last time I talked to you guys.
But, attaboy.
Obviously I had no idea that was going to happen, but that'll probably work out. But anyway, so I have five wide receivers, four of which I'm planning on starting. So tell me which one should be the odd man out here. I've also got another question, but this is the first one. So it's Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Anquan Boldin, Vincent Jackson, and Keenan Allen.
Well, you're not going to start both of the Bucs receivers, right?
I mean, I wasn't thinking that initially, but they're playing the Bears, so I don't know. They have a pretty bad secondary, but
I would go with the hot hand for the Bucs. I would leave Mike Evans in, and I guess that means V-Jax is out.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And then the next question has to do with Julius Thomas. So if he can't suit up on Sunday, I've picked up Tammy to be his backup, but there's also on the waiver in my league, there's Jason Morrow, Tim Wright, and Jermaine Gresham. Should I just roll with his backup and Tammy if he doesn't play?
Tim Wright, Jermaine Gresham, and who? Kyle Rudolph?
Jason Morrow.
Oh, Jason Morrow. You know, it's interesting with the Broncos playmakers, right? Because we have a situation here where two of their top three guys might be out. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel Sanders and Julius Thomas.
Yeah.
So naturally, Peyton Manning is still going to throw the football. You'd think that Jacob Tammy can step right in and fill that hole, fill that void for their offense. I'm almost leaning toward going with Tammy here.
Yeah, I think he'd be my pickup too. It's the best offense. You just named Jason Morrow. You know, he's had a couple games here and there, not consistent enough for me. And the other guys, just they don't do anything for me either. I'd rather take a chance on a team like the Denver Broncos with a great offense. And go from there. I mean, if he's starting every single snap, you know he's getting thrown, especially if there's no Emmanuel Sanders. That just gives him even more targets to have a chance to grab.
Appreciate the phone call. Nick, let's go to Justin in Boston. He's in a 10-team PPR league. He's up next on the Fantasy Football Champs. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? How you doing today?
Not much. Yeah, just have a few quick questions regarding trades for my team. And our deadline, the standard, I guess, passed this week, but our deadline is that next week. So
okay.
It gives a little bit more time. The first one, I just got a proposal. I have Jonas Gray, and they want to send me Sanu. Would you do that or hold on to Jonas Gray?
I don't see a need to hold on to Jonas Gray at this point.
Yeah, because I figured I want to get rid of him as soon as I can, because I was doing, like, trades all over the place today, trying to feel offers. But then this one came out of nowhere today. I'm like, maybe I'll take this guy up on his offer because
you know, he will not have a higher stock fantasy stock after coming off this past week. I mean, 200 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Oh, of course,
he can't get better than that.
Of course, and now with AJ Stein Blount, I think he's going to be he won't be bad, but I think he's going to be like. It's going to be kind of with Cleveland. You won't know who the hot hand will be. It'll be kind of like a mess.
That's the Patriots and Coach Belichick's M.O. for years now.
Of course.
You just never know who's going to get the football in that backfield. And that's why I'm a little down on Jonas Gray. I'm a little down on LeGarrette Blount. Not so much with Shane Vereen because he does something that neither of them do, and that's catch passes out of the backfield.
Yeah. And that, before I accept that trade, here's my other receivers. Demaryius, Kelvin, Odell Beckham. Martavius Bryant, Stills, and Devontae Adams.
Who are your running backs, I guess? Is the
oh, yeah, Jonas Forrest, Corwell, Rashad Jennings, Tate, who I just kept on to see if he was signed, but I'm probably going to drop him, Dan Heron, Trey Mason, Jeremy Hill, and Gio Bernard.
Yeah, it sounds like you have good running backs. You can afford to dump Jonas Gray, and okay. I think Mohamed Sanu becomes your wide receiver 3, neck and neck with Odell Beckham.
Probably. And my next one, since Gio is back, would you try to trade Jeremy Hill if I can?
No.
Or Mike Evans?
You need to keep both of them.
Okay, both of them? Even if I how about Correll for Mike Evans, if I can get Mike Evans?
Well, here's the problem now. You're going to have Calvin, you're going to have Demaryius, now you're getting Mohamed Sanu, you still have
that's
Odell
true,
Beckham.
True.
Where are you going to fit this guy into your lineup?
That's true. It'd be a logjam.
Yeah.
Now, one more question. Since the Bills haven't practiced all week, I currently have the Eagles defense. Just stand pack with the Eagles or go ahead and get the Jets.
Use the Eagles. They play great at home, and they've been getting after the quarterback. Tough week last week against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, but,
of course,
stick with the Eagles.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
All right, Justin.
All right. Good luck, man.
Anthony, I thought what Justin was going to ask is, with the Bills not practicing this week, are you worried about using any of their players? Are you concerned about like a Sammy Watkins or Fred Jackson, Kyle Orton, if you're in a 2-quarterback league?
Without the practicing, I guess it does sketch you out a little bit to maybe think twice about using one of those guys. But I think Sammy Watkins has proved to this point, for the most part, he's virtually in every week wide receiver 3, if not flex play.
Yeah.
So a guy with his talent, I don't know if I can sit him. But, some of the running backs, Bryce Brown, maybe in a PPR league I play. Outside of that, I don't think I'd touch any of the other Buffalo Bills this week.
Right. I'm with you there. Especially the Jets. You know, coming off a bye, it's a familiar opponent. I think that's going to be tough.
Yeah, and, the last time the Bills and the Jets played, the Bills just smoked them. They made them look pathetic in New York. 6 turnovers they forced from the Jets, Sammy Watkins had a touchdown, should have had another long touchdown if he wasn't celebrating prematurely.
Yes.
So I think the Jets are going to be out for blood. Like I said, I think the most interesting piece of this game is going to be where it's played. I mean, in Washington, you're probably going to see a lot of New York Jets fans if they play the game down in Washington. It's going to be virtually another home game for them. If they play this game in Detroit, I would love to see what kind of crowd comes out to that game, how many people come out to see that game.
I mean, they were at one point this week, the Bills, the organization, was offering fans free game tickets. Now, I don't know if it was to this game, but free game tickets maybe for a future a game in the future, and $10 an hour to help shovel out Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Yeah, I'd be there for $10 an hour, have a little bit of fun, get some free tickets. Why the hell not?
But you can't get to the stadium.
Got to find a way. $10 is $10, man.
Hey, listen, if they're not asking the players to come and practice, how are you going to ask a fan to come for free tickets and $10 an hour? That's just ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if it was a team better than Buffalo, I would consider it. But, I don't know. I mean, I hate the snow, so personally, I probably wouldn't be doing it.
Like, if it was something where, you got a couple feet, 2 feet, 3 feet, roads are cleared in 2 days, the team's practicing, the players are showing up at the facility, they need help clearing out the stadium, they're offering you $10 an hour and free game tickets, okay, fine. But if you can't get out of your, and I'm telling you, you have to look up these pictures on the internet, they're amazing. The snow is busting through people's windows. It's going up into like the second floor of their house. They can't get out of their, they can't open their door.
It's insane. Just unreal. Man, I feel bad for those people. I do. And I don't, I mean, maybe they talked about this storm coming. I don't know. I don't watch the Weather Channel that frequently. I look outside my window and see what the weather is. But, I mean, I feel like it just kind of came out of nowhere, unless I'm wrong. I'm not sure.
Nah, they knew this was going to happen. They were.
Yeah.
See, with the lake effect snow is when that Arctic air comes in through Canada and then it hits that warm, you know, the warmer water. That caused the lake effect snow, and then the moisture's in the air, and then it just dumps on that particular area. It's very, you know what, the lake effect snow is, it's very direct, it's very detailed in where the snow will develop, because it's not like a forecast where they're going to say, okay, you're going to get 10 to 15 inches in this general region. It's very, very, specific of where the snow is going to fall, based on, you know, the clouds and the wind pattern with that lake effect coming in. I've dealt with that 4 years of my life. I've dealt with lake effect snow when I was up in Syracuse, and the Buffalo area was always on the Weather Channel up there as well, and they got it worse than we did.
You're a braver man than me, sir, for being up in Syracuse during the wintertime. You won't catch me dead up there.
No, it was great.
I went to Canada once, and it was like February, and I remember we were right by the stadium where the Montreal Canadiens play, the hotel we're staying at. We're walking up the street, and it's like minus God knows what, 20. I mean, unreal cold, wind blowing at you. And there's ice all over the sidewalks. And I asked a guy in a restaurant, I said, why don't they salt it? He goes, it doesn't even matter. It's so cold up here that the salt doesn't affect the ice.
Right.
What? Why do you want to live here? What are you doing? My Lord, but... Oh, that so much snow. My God.
And that snow is not going anywhere. I mean, that's there. That's there until April. There until March. I mean, that's not going anywhere for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's bad winter. Bad winter for everybody coming up from what I'm hearing.
Rick in Houston is in a 12-team league, standard scoring. He's up next on the Fantasy Football Champs. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Rick? Man.
I got a question. I have LeGarrette Blount and also Le'Veon Bell. But who is Bell's backup now in Pittsburgh?
Dry Archer, rookie.
Did I pick him up and drop Blount?
Don't think that's necessary.
They're going to run Bell all through the season. He might get hurt. That's my only concern.
Well, I mean, listen, there's only five more games left.
Okay.
And they're on a bye this week, so really four for them. And I don't know if you know anything about Archer, but he's not a Le'Veon. He's not a full workload type of guy. He's more of like a little bit of a scat back, more of like he reminds me kind of like a Darren Sproles. He's a returner,
exactly.
Catches passes out of the backfield. I'm not saying he's as good as Darren Sproles, but that's the type of physical build and skill set that he brings to the table.
Okay. So just roll with Blount and Le'Veon Bell. Also, on the tight end situation, I've got Rudolph, and on the starting sit-in instead of sit Rudolph and sign Gur Graham. Should I go ahead and do that? I don't have Graham right now, but he's a free agent.
Anthony, what do you think about that situation?
What other kind of options are on your free agent waiver wire right now?
Let me look up the tight end here.
I mean, I like what I saw out of Garrett Graham last week because Ryan Mallett seemed to, you know, look for him down in the red zone. I know he only had two targets, but caught them both, got a touchdown. So we talked about last week, Ryan Mallett, not a rookie per se, been in the league, know some stuff, but he's still playing for the first time. So he's going to be doing a lot of checkdowns, a lot of throwing to his tight end and stuff like that. And if he doesn't have a guy like Arian Foster, who's a great back catching out of the backfield playing as much. Obviously, Alfred Blue's not that kind of guy. You can see a lot more passes going to the tight end. Kyle Rudolph didn't do anything last week, and I don't think you can trust him in your lineup without seeing anything out of him. Maybe he turns it on this week, maybe not, but a tough matchup for him with the Packers. So I can't play Kyle Rudolph until I know he's at least getting involved in that offense.
I'm with you there, and I think with the weapons that the Texans have, it bodes well for a guy like Garrett Graham compared to who the Vikings are rolling with. I mean, Greg Jennings is hurt. We saw Charles Johnson last week. Patterson's a bust. Jarius Wright isn't really a big playmaker. They don't have Arian Foster. They're using Jerick McKinnon, signed Ben Tate. That offense isn't moving the football. Texans, on the other hand, they get into the red zone. And if it wasn't for J.J. Watt lining up wide as a kind of a tight end, that could have been another touchdown for Garrett Graham.
Yeah, exactly. And J.J. Watt played a little tight end in college, so
yeah,
he knows what he's doing. He's got some hands for a big boy, that's for sure.
Can you pick up J.J. Watt, Rick?
I wish he was a tight end, yeah.
Told me all, man. He's scoring more points than some of these guys we were expecting to score a lot. Someone named Shady McCoy. He had J.J. Watt more touchdowns than him. Yeah. So
more than Calvin, too.
That's it. Yeah, having a good season for a defensive player. That guy, someone like that, I know defense, they say, wins championships, but he's not a quarterback. Quarterbacks win MVPs. Someone like J.J. Watt, man, he got paid. And usually when guys get paid, they don't play. Maybe, I mean, some of them do, but for the most part, when guys get paid, it doesn't seem like they play as well, as hard maybe. But J.J. Watt, man, this guy, you can just tell he wants it. He wants to win. He wants to be there. He wants to do everything he can. And I love that about a player. So I love to see J.J. Watt, someone like that, win an MVP during the season.
Yeah. All right, Rick, we appreciate the phone call. Best of luck to you in Week 12. You bring up a good point about J.J. Watt and MVPs in the NFL. Since 2000, it's been 10 quarterbacks, maybe 11 quarterbacks, because one year Peyton Manning and Steve McNair split it.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think four running backs, and that's it. Marshall Faulkner, Ladainian Tomlinson, Sean Alexander, Adrian Peterson are the four running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been like Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, Steve McNair, Aaron Rodgers. Did Aaron Rodgers win?
Let's see. I'm looking at it. I got a list right now. So Peyton, AP, Rodgers, Tom Brady,
Rodgers, yeah,
Peyton, Brady, LaDainian Tomlinson, Sean Alexander, Peyton, Steve McNair, and Peyton split it in 2003. Rich Gannon back in 2002.
Oh, Rich Gannon. That was the one I was missing.
Yeah, Marshall Faulk in 2000. So, yeah, since the year 2000, we've seen one, two, three, four. Yeah, four running backs win it out of the last 14 years.
So my point in all this is there hasn't been a defensive player since 1986 when Lawrence Taylor won it with the Giants. Now, if the Texans make the playoffs, J.J. Watt has to be in the conversation of this year's league MVP.
Yes.
If they don't make the playoffs, unfortunately, he's not going to be considered.
Right.
But if they make the playoffs, he should be up there with who I think it should be is Brady or Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is playing out of his mind. If I'm voting, Aaron Rodgers and J.J. Watt are my top two. Right now, Tom Brady is a close three. But one of those three guys, I feel like definitely, if they keep playing the way they are the rest of the year, should be the guy to win the MVP.
We are just getting started here on the Fantasy Football Champs, coming right back with Anthony's start and sit list, plus your questions for Week 12. So light up those phone lines, 855-728-7500, and send us your emails, webradio@patriots.com. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on patriots.com radio.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Domino's. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. We are live for about the next hour and 10 minutes, so you give us a call now. We'll help you with your start and sit questions for Week 12. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email, and if you're listening to us on demand via the Patriot mobile app, on the website, Patriots.com, or on iTunes, you can always hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster, at Bill Enright, answering Twitter questions, especially on Sunday. As long as you get them in before, you know, 10 minutes before kickoff, 15 minutes before kickoff, we help you out as much as we can. And that by that time, we have the most information regarding all the injuries and the actives and inactives. I think we're going to get a lot of questions about the Broncos playmakers, Emmanuel Sanders, Julius Thomas, also with Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill. Anthony, you write a great article every week on FFChamps.com, the Start'em, Sit'em. Your Week 12 article is up on the site now. It's the first article featured on our homepage. I urge everyone to check it out that's a member. You basically go through each position. You tell everyone who to start, who to sit. You base it on our rankings. You do a great job with it every week. So what do you start out? Why don't you start out with the quarterbacks that you're suggesting to roll with here in week 12?
All right. Now, anybody who doesn't really know how I do this or my mindset, stardom doesn't mean you have to play them over somebody else. If you have a guy that's a stud, a top 10 guy, these are kind of just options that if you're missing a Ben Roethlisberger maybe this week or a Cam Newton, someone to throw in there. Maybe you got an injury, but, normal circumstances, you're not starting Josh McCown, but this week, great matchup against the Chicago Bears. So, Josh McCown, out of Tampa Bay, a guy he's been hooking up with Mike Evans the last couple of weeks. So when you have a connection like that, I don't know how you can, not take a chance on the quarterback. Like I said, if you have a Ben Roethlisberger or Cam Newton sitting this week, the Bears, horrible at stopping quarterbacks, worst in the league at stopping quarterbacks. They're allowing 25 points per game to opposing quarterbacks. Maybe Josh McCown doesn't put up 25, maybe you get 18, 17 out of him, but still a decent week. So someone like that, again, not an every week starter, but just a guy to kind of fill in here and there. Now, the other two guys I like as a start, Ryan Tannehill and Tony Romo. These are guys that you can definitely use week in and week out. Tony Romo, we talked about this a few weeks ago, has the easiest schedule for quarterbacks the rest of the way. So love Tony Romo this week in prime time against the New York Giants. Love him the rest of the way. And again, Ryan Tannehill, another guy. The Miami Dolphins fighting for a playoff spot. They're going to be in it until the very end. And anytime a team is in the conversation till the very end to make the playoffs, those players are definitely valuable to you because they're not going to be sitting like a Peyton Manning or maybe a Tom Brady coming down the stretch week 16 and 17. So I know it might sound weird, but this is a perfect example. Last year, had Drew Brees in my league. I won a championship, but I started Jay Cutler over him during my championship week because I liked the matchup a little bit better, and Drew Brees' team was at the point where they kind of, you didn't know what you were going to get out of them, you know what I mean? Yeah. Down in that week 16 area. So, sometimes you got to do something a little weird to win a championship.
All right, for now, the quarterbacks that you don't like, the guys that you're suggesting to sit, you have three of them here. What do you not like about RG3, Sean Hill of the Rams, and Drew Stanton of the Cardinals?
Well, Sean Hill, another guy. We haven't seen enough out of him this year, so that's definitely a huge factor into it. But an interesting statistic I found out about the St. Louis Rams, they haven't scored back-to-back games with 20. They haven't had back-to-back games with 21-plus points this season, and they've only done that six times since the start of 2007. So you think about it, that's almost eight full seasons, and only six times they've scored 21 or more points in back-to-back weeks. So the best way to get points is for teams to score touchdowns and put points on the board, and the Rams just aren't doing that. So Sean Hill's a guy I'm not a fan of. RG3, man, we talk about him, it seems like, every single week, and just after that rookie season, maybe it's the injuries that has to factor in. He's not the same guy. And interesting, did you see the press conference with him, and they were playing over and over, we're focused on San Francisco, I'm focused on San Francisco. Oh, my God.
Times or something.
Whatever it was. So RG3, he's not looking the same. He's already been sacked 15 times. He's played three full games. 15, that's five times a game he's getting taken down. So anytime that you're getting hit that many times in a game as a quarterback, a guy that has a history of injuries to his legs and his lower body, not a good sign. All it takes is one big hit. And the San Francisco 49ers are finally starting to get a little bit healthier on defense as the weeks are going on. So that's a scary situation. And Drew Stanton looked a lot better last week than I thought, but he threw two touchdown passes to Michael Floyd, another guy who kind of reemerged out of nowhere last week. But
yeah,
Drew Stanton had 43% of his completions and 61% of his total passing yards and both touchdowns on his team's first three drives, which virtually all happened in the first quarter. So the last three quarters of that game, he really didn't do much for his team. Now he's going to Seattle, and the last four games in Seattle, Cardinals quarterbacks, 150 yards per game with two touchdowns and 10 picks in the last four games in Seattle. And it's been four different starters. So I don't know what I'm getting out of him. I know I don't like it. That's all I can tell you.
All right, let's move over to the running back position. We'll start off with the guys that you were suggesting to use, the stardoms. You have Justin Forsett against the Saints on Monday night, Isaiah Crowell taking on the Falcons, and the Rashad Jennings Sunday night game against the Dallas Cowboys. Talk about those three running backs.
Yeah, Rashad Jennings, he was a guy last week. I got a lot of a chatter on the Twitter about a couple guys who held on to him waiting for him to have a big game. And, we were all nervous about what we were going to get out of him. We didn't know, coming off of missing five games, sprained MCL. Coughlin going off about they're not going to use him much. He was on the field for 84% of the snaps, and he's fine. I mean, you got to go in with him. You know, if you have him, you got to play him. He played like a running back one when he was playing the beginning of the season. I think he's going to turn it back on. Isaiah Crowell, he's going down to Atlanta. Again, Atlanta, one of the worst teams against stopping the run. They've given up the second most touchdowns to running backs this year with 13, which is only one behind the NFL lead. And they're giving up 24 points per game to running backs. And now with Ben Tate out of there, you know that backfield's a little bit more clear. So passing downs, you're going to see Terrence West. You're going to see Terrence West giving Isaiah a little bit of a breather here and there. But Crowell, he's supposed to be the starter. He's supposed to be the guy that they're going to lean on the rest of the way. And Justin Forsett, this guy coming off after the whole Ray Rice situation, looking for a who's going to be the guy, Bernard Pierce, Justin Forsett, couple guys going back and forth. Forsett has cemented this job, so double-digit points in 5 of the last 7 games, and he hasn't scored under 8 points in the last 7, so maybe you don't get a huge week out of him, but you're virtually going to get double digits out of him almost every single week the rest of the way, it looks like.
All right, now for the Sinem running backs, some interesting choices you have here. We'll start it off with Mark Ingram, who's been on fire the last month of the season, but you have him as a sit against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, this is one of the situations where if you have Mark Ingram, odds are you're probably going to be playing him. And if you do, I'm not against playing him, but just some stats that stood out to me. He scored 6 touchdowns this year and just 1 at home. And the last couple home games, the Saints just aren't looking like the Saints at home, and that scares me a little bit.
That's true.
And the Baltimore Ravens are the best at stopping running backs. They have a good defense. They're getting back into that Baltimore defense of old. They're giving up 13 points per game to running backs. So while Mark Ingram is the main guy in New Orleans, he's bringing it the bulk of the touches. You know, he might get you double digits, 10, 11, 12 points, which, again, good day. But if he doesn't, just don't be shocked. He's got a tough, tough test this week on Monday night.
All right, talk about some of the other running backs that you have on the sit list. Lamar Miller taking on the Denver Broncos. He's been relatively quiet the last couple of weeks. And then all of the Oakland Raiders backfield.
Yeah, anybody who plays for the Oakland Raiders, just if they're in the backfield. Now, Latavius Murray, we talked about last week as a potential, you know, pick-up, stash-him kind of guy on your bench. Yeah. And he's playing the best in their backfield, but he hasn't had many touches to back it up. And again, what we like at FF Champs is we like proof. We want to make sure these guys are doing it consistently. There's always going to be one-hit wonders, guys that come on for a week. Look at Allen Hurns. He has weeks here and there where he blows up because he has a long touchdown, but not enough consistency to be comfortable playing him every single week, and that's what the Oakland Raiders running backs are. I mean, Maurice Jones-Drew and Darren McFadden this year, they're both outside the top 84. The top 84 in running backs in yards per attempt. Unbelievable with at least 30 rushing attempts. So that is just an unreal number that scares me. And the Kansas City Chiefs, only team this year, have not given up a touchdown to a running back, either through the air or on the ground yet. So their wide receivers aren't scoring, but they're keeping running backs out of out of the end zone. So doing something right, I guess, on defense. And Lamar Miller still seems a little bit banged up. Not 100%, I don't think. And the Broncos, before last week, with Trey Mason going off, they were looking like they were on a historic pace for how many yards they were getting. I mean, they were on pace to give up like an average of 67 yards per game, which would have been like the third best since the year 2000. So I think they come back hard this week at home, looking to keep a lead in that division, looking to keep on top, maybe get a bye in the playoffs. The Denver Broncos are going to come home, and I think they're going to smack up the Miami Dolphins. Any Miami Dolphins player I like Ryan Tannehill, he's going to get a lot of garbage time points, I think.
All right, let's go over to the start and sit for wide receivers. Jordan Matthews, the rookie for the Eagles, has been on fire. Mm. He makes your list for a must-start this week.
Yeah, Jordan Matthews, if you own this guy, you cannot sit him. He's catching almost 57% of his passes are coming at home. Eagles are coming back to Philly this week to take on the Tennessee Titans. And he scored at least one touchdown in each of the last 3 weeks with 5 totals. So it's a guy you know can get in the end zone. He gets a lot of looks, the most looks from Mark Sanchez out of any other player on the Philadelphia Eagles. And he's just a guy, again, when a guy's on fire and playing this well, he's like a Jeremy Hill. You just can't sit him. I know the Eagles have a lot of options. He's going to get a lot of looks. And he's got over 100 yards in both of Mark Sanchez's full starts this year.
It's funny that you write It's funny you write him on the start list this week because I like Jordan Matthews. We have him ranked inside the top 36, which is wide receiver 3 if you're in a 10 or a 12-team league.
Yep.
I just got an email from the guys at Fantasy Pros.
Mm-hmm.
I write some stuff for them every once in a while, you know, just like quick little 3 or 4 sentences. They ask a bunch of, you know, analysts or people in the industry once every couple weeks to write up a little blurb. This week they asked me, they're doing a love-hate, and they said Jordan Matthews is the spotlight. I was like, oh, great, I love Jordan Matthews. And they're like, based on your rankings, you have him as, like, one of the lowest experts out of everyone. So now I have to, like, make the argument of why not to start Jordan Matthews when, and in fact, I have the exact opposite feeling. But I don't know, are people so high on him that they have him in their top 20? I think top 36 is pretty good. But I guess that's relatively low compared to where some of the other people in the fantasy industry have him.
Yeah, I think top 36 is a perfect spot for Matthews. Yeah, he's so definitely a wide receiver 3 or a flex if you only start 2 wide receivers. He's definitely valuable in that regard. I don't know if I can put him as a wide receiver 2 quite yet. A lot of teams, fantasy teams out there, probably have two better options than Jordan Matthews to be a wide receiver 2. So bringing him inside the top 20 or top 24 right now is kind of stretching it, I think.
That's what I thought. So I'm reading the email. I'm like, oh, yeah, all right, cool. I'll get to talk about Jordan Matthews this week. You know, he's been on fire. I read your start and sit already. I was like, oh, these stats are perfect. I'll use this in my little blurb. And then they're like, and based on your rankings, you're on the hate side. I was like, oh, shoot. What the heck is going on here?
Don't I get to make my own decisions? What the hell
yeah,
is this?
Exactly.
God.
I guess I don't know. I have to do that when we get off the show here. Just a quick reminder that the Gomez brothers are going to be our guests in just a few minutes. They were the Week 11 Millionaire Maker winners. That's right. They won $1 million playing fantasy football. They'll join us right here in just a little bit. They're brothers from Boston. They're big Patriot fans, so we're excited to talk about those guys. Your sit-em wide receivers, Anthony. You have guys like Vincent Jackson, Julian Edelman, DeAndre Hopkins. Let's focus on Vincent Jackson here. You know, it's crazy. The rookie Mike Evans has really overshadowed the veteran V-Jax.
Yeah, he definitely has. And, you know, last week Mike Evans went off, had a stellar week, 209 yards, 2 touchdowns last week. In the last 3 weeks combined, Vincent Jackson has 204 yards and no touchdowns. So Mike Evans blew by his yardage in 1 week. So Mike Evans, clear-cut number one guy that they're looking for in that offense right now. And we always talk about how bad the Bears are at home and how bad they are against wide receivers. Well, at home this year, the Bears given up 5 touchdowns to wide receivers overall this season. 4 of them came at the hands of Rodgers and the Packers. So basically, take away Aaron Rodgers and his stellar season like we just talked about, the Bears have given up 1 touchdown to opposing wide receivers. And McCown is not Aaron Rodgers. We know that for a fact.
All right, let's move over to the tight end position. 3 tight ends to start, 3 tight ends to sit. We'll start with the stardom first. You have Larry Donnell against of the New York Giants, Colby Fleener of the Colts, and Garrett Graham taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. We spoke about Garrett Graham a little bit earlier in the show. So why don't you talk about Colby Fleener with the possibility of Dwayne Allen being out?
Yeah, with Dwayne Allen looking like to be missing this game, look, last week Colby Fleener got 100% of his targets, 7 for 7, 144 yards. So even if he has a similar performance over 100 yards and doesn't get you in the end zone, you're getting 10 points in a PPR league. You're probably getting closer to 20 with him this week. The Colts offense is still a great offense. He still has Andrew Luck throwing him the ball. And he's played against the Jaguars 4 times in his career. He's got 10 catches, 151 yards, and 2 touchdowns in those performances. So 50-50 shot, he scores a touchdown, which is pretty good odds, I think.
Yeah. All right, now moving over to the sit-em tight ends. You have Kyle Rudolph, Owen Daniels, and Jermaine Gresham. And I'm in a tough spot here, Ant, because I have Dwayne Allen. He's banged up. We don't know if he's going to play.
Yeah.
My second option is Owen Daniels, and based on the stats that you're spitting out here, I'm kind of leaning toward trying to find another option.
Yeah, Owen Daniels. I know the Baltimore Ravens like to throw to the tight end. It seemed that way with Dennis Pitt in the beginning of the season. Owen Daniels had that game near the beginning of the year where he caught 2 touchdowns, and he's got a relationship with Garrett Kubiak. But, you know, recently, once he became the starter, just hasn't seemed to be doing much with it. You know, the last 6 games for Owen Daniels, just 1 game with more than 7 points. Now, 4 or 5 points is better than 0, obviously, but again, if you're playing Owen Daniels, you really have to temper your expectations with what you're getting out of him. And the Saints, best at stopping tight ends this year. They're giving up 5 points per game to tight ends. Just five. That's it. And the two touchdowns Jermaine Gresham caught in New Orleans last week were the first two that the Saints have given up since week one of this season.
All right, so that's going to be an interesting decision I have to make. We'll see. I'll tell you what it's going to be based on. It's going to be based on whether, one, Dwayne Allen plays, because if he does, I'll start him. Two, Jordan Reed doesn't play, and I'll pick up Nyles Paul.
Yeah, and you know, tight end is, I think, the toughest position this year. I know running back is thin, but you kind of got guys you can count on. Tight end, it's a tough position this year. I had Ertz and Rudolph. They both kind of did nothing for me, got hurt. Ertz is doing nothing. And now I got Charles Clay. He's on the questionable tag and a game time decision for a 4 o'clock game. So, tight end, I think this week is going to be a rough position for a lot of people.
All right, Anthony, another great job with your Stardom Sit'em list. You can check it out at ffchamps.com. Remember, free subscription to FF Champs and a free entry into the Millionaire Maker at DraftKings. You go to ffchamps.com/million. Check out Anthony's Stardom Sit'em article. Got a lot of questions to get to, a lot of emails to get to. We have a few people waiting on the line. Let's jump over to the phones and bang some of these Stardom Sit'em questions out for Week 12. We have Harley in North Carolina in a 10-team standard league. He's up next on a Fantasy Football Champs. Hey, Harley.
Hey, man. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Hey, we got you, man. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. I got a couple questions I want to ask. Okay, I currently have Phillip Rivers as my starter in my league, and I'm 10-1, so I pretty much got a playoff spot locked. I'm leading my division. I got like a 3-game lead on second place in the division.
Okay.
And then the rest of the division is kind of crap from there. And then only problem is I'm worried, like, at the playoffs, he's got a rough schedule. He's got Kansas City. He's got Denver. He's got a couple other people, and he hasn't been doing so well here lately. So I did pick up Ryan Mallett because he's playing Jacksonville twice during the playoffs.
Yep.
And I have Flacco, who's also playing Jacksonville during the playoffs. Do you think that would be a good option, like, to start them two during the playoffs or not?
Anthony, where do you say on that QB debate?
Man, that is a tough situation you're in. I know Rivers has kind of been playing down a little bit now. You got two more, what, your playoff start week 14?
Yeah,
so you got two more weeks to see what you get out of Rivers. Ryan Mallett is an interesting player. If he plays anywhere near the way he did, now he wasn't super spectacular in Cleveland, but he was solid, and if you feel comfortable, he can put up solid points. He could be a sneaky play against Jacksonville in the playoffs, but I would wait to see what you get out of Rivers these last 2 weeks, and you're virtually locked into the playoffs. So
if Rivers has a bad game, I'm thinking what I'm going to do is maybe pick up Kyle Orton and trade Rivers, and then I'll have Kyle Orton at Oakland, then I'll have Flacco at Jacksonville, then I'll have Kyle Orton at Oakland, Mallett at Jacksonville, Flacco at Jacksonville. And then I'll have Mallett again at Flacco for the last week of the season. And I'll have good matchups at quarterback all the way through the playoffs.
You know what? To be honest with you, Harley, it's going to be a fluid situation for you at quarterback. That's a lot of ifs for you right there. If Phillip Rivers plays bad, if Ryan Mallett looks good this weekend, if Joe Flacco, you know, survives the Saints at home. A lot of ifs there. It's a fluid situation at quarterback. It's a good idea to add all three of them. But I really think Phillip Rivers is going to be your guy.
Okay. And then another question is, you're talking about tight ends just now. I do have Dwayne Allen. He's my only tight end this week. So who do you think I should pick up?
Kind of options are out there?
I think Owen Daniels as a tight end for Miami. And I think Rudolph for Minnesota.
Out of those three guys, I think Charles Clay is definitely your best bet as long as he plays. Now, that's tough because he's got the that 4:25 start, but Owen Daniels has a Monday night game. So if Clay plays, I'm picking up Charles Clay and playing him as long as, obviously, Dwayne Allen's not playing. If not, then you're going to have to take a chance on Owen Daniels in that Monday night game, but I'd rather roll with him than I would Kyle Rudolph at this point.
Best of luck to you, Harley. We appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Todd in Jacksonville's in a 10-team PPR league. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. So I've got a major situation at running back I'm trying to sort out. Need your help. I've got 7 running backs right now. I've got Le'Veon, which obviously you said I'm not worried about him. I picked up, was able to get Crowell. Got Sproles, Joik, McKinnon, Monty Ball, and I just picked up Blount. So what I'm looking at right now, someone dropped Ben Tate on that day that he got cut. So I was thinking about trying to drop Ball or Blount to pick him up so that way I'd have McKinnon. And
are you going to make the playoffs in this league?
It's now everyone's kind of stuck around 5 and 6 and 6 and 5.
The only reason why I say that is because I don't expect Monte Ball to be back in action for another 2 or 3 weeks. So if you're not going to make the playoffs, he might not do you any good anyway. If you're fighting to make the playoffs, you probably want guys that can play for you right now. And Monte Ball's not one of them.
Right.
So I would probably drop him and get Ben Tate.
Okay, so drop him, get Ben Tate if I can get him. Now, that leaves a situation where I've got Josh Gordon, and I need to free up a spot for him. So should I just, if I don't get Tate, just drop Ball so I get Gordon in there?
Gordon is more important than Ben Tate. So right. I would first move Ball to make room for Gordon.
Right.
Not the other way around.
Okay. All right. And so out of all these guys, I got Crowell going this week, and I was kind of split between Sproles and Joik, and I got McKinnon too, but
Sproles and Joik. Well, Darren Sproles taking on the Tennessee Titans. I mean, Le'Veon Bell just put a hurting on them, so we know they can give up a lot of yardage, a lot of fantasy points. They're the third worst team in the league against running backs this year. They're giving up 23 points per game. Mm-hmm. And interesting thing I found out about Darren Sproles during some research today, he's scoring a touchdown on one out of every 9.5 times he touches the ball on the ground. So they give him 10 touches in a game. Odds are he's getting in the end zone. So I like Darren Sproles over Joik this week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good luck, man.
Thank you for the phone call. Anthony, we've been teasing the guest appearance all show. The Gomez brothers, two brothers from Boston, big Patriot fans, won $1 million playing fantasy football at DraftKings in Week 11. They are going to be our guest in the next segment. So what do you say we take a break now, and then we're going to get to talk to the latest millionaires who won at DraftKings. That's all coming up next right here on the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Domino's. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. We'll be joined by the Gomez brothers, two Patriot fans from Boston who won $1 million playing fantasy football in DraftKings. While we're waiting for the brothers, you know, hey, Ant, you know, when you're a millionaire, time becomes something that's a fictitious number that us non-millionaires pay attention to.
Time is not money anymore at that point.
That's right. There you go.
So, yeah, take your time. I mean, they probably got a lot to do. I mean, they're probably out having some fun, celebrating, doing their thing. I mean, it's 3 days later, but I wouldn't stop celebrating for a couple weeks.
We have Ralph in Cape Cod. He's in a 10-team standard league. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How you guys doing?
Great.
Ralph, you got a question for us, buddy?
I do. Hey, what do you, with Jonas Gray having such a big game last week and him being the starter, what do you guys think LeGarrette Blount's going to put up for numbers in the next few weeks since he just came back to New England?
Oh, boy. You know, I say this all the time about running backs in the Patriots offense. It's happened with Stephen Ridley. It's happened with Shane Vereen. Now it's happening with Jonas Gray, and it's going to happen with LeGarrette Blount. You just don't know who's going to get the football. They have a tough matchup this weekend against the Detroit Lions. Then they play the Packers and the Chargers, and then another two tough run defenses in the fantasy semifinals and the fantasy championships, week 15 and 16 with the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. So it's going to be tough if you're relying on a guy like LeGarrette Blount to save you in the fantasy playoffs.
Well, I'd have to agree with that, but him being a goal line pusher, I think that he has a good chance of every time he gets to the goal line getting in for a score. What do you guys think about that?
Well, that's another thing. He had 7 touchdowns last year. 4 of them came in the final 2 weeks of the regular season. So it's not even like he's this great goal line back. The Steelers didn't even use him that way. The Patriots only started using him that way the last couple of games of the season.
Well, I'd have to agree with that. But I'm going to just take a look at him, see how he progresses through the next couple of weeks, and maybe get him on my team.
Who else are you debating?
Well, I got to see if I got a guy down on my fantasy league that wants to trade LeGarrette Blount for Bell. So, I mean, not Blount, Gray for Bell. Bell's doing so well at Pittsburgh, I'm not sure I want to do that.
Wait, he wants to trade Jonas Gray?
He's offering me that right now on the table. As I'm looking at my phone.
He's offering you Le'Veon Bell? You go over here, you go over to his house and kiss him on the lips.
I got Le'Veon Bell. He knows I'm a Patriots fan, so he's trying to help.
Oh, well, then you go over there and kick him right in the balls, because that's a dumbass trade.
Pal, right in the kisser.
I'm a professional fighter, so I'll go give him an uppercut. It'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, that's just ridiculous, Ralph, and I think you know that. That's absurd.
Well, that's why I'm going to pick up Blount as well, so I'll have Bell and Blount.
All right. Best of luck to you, Ralph. We appreciate the phone call. Anthony, we have the Gomez brothers, who were the Week 11 Millionaire Maker winners. Two brothers from Boston, two guys that are huge Pats fans. They had Jonas Gray in their lineups. He helped them win $1 million. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining the show. You are on with Bill Enright and Anthony Grace. Dave and Rob, welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How's it going, fellas? Are you guys still a little bit inebriated from your win, or you sobered up a little bit?
Still a little.
We're sobered up, but it's just still hitting us right now.
Listen, congratulations on winning the $1 million in Week 11. How long have you guys been playing fantasy football on DraftKings?
On DraftKings, I've been playing since like Week 1 this year.
Yeah, I started 2 weeks ago, actually, for the million, and I got lucky 2 weeks ago, and ended up getting even more lucky this week.
Now, Jonas Gray, he was the top scorer and also one of the cheapest players. What was behind your strategy of using the Patriots running back?
I was looking for a cheap running back, so I asked my brother, like, oh, what do you think of Jonas Gray going against the Colts this week? And he told me.
I heard a little snippet about LeGarrette Blount and him going off in the playoffs last year versus the Colts, so I figured Bill might be going with the same game plan, so that was the thought process behind Gray.
Oh, man, that's crazy, guys. You know, you're probably one of the few people that threw Jonas Gray in there. So you're watching the games on Sunday. You're watching your points go up. What point on Sunday did you guys realize, like, we got a real shot at winning this thing?
Yeah, we Sunday night we were down, like, 12, like, I don't know, it was like 12 to 20 points. And I called my brother up, like, hey, we have a lineup that's doing well. We probably need two touchdowns out of Gray. And he ended up going off for 4 TDs, 200 yards. And we were locked in the first place spot going into Monday night, but we had no one left to play, so we were in trouble.
Yeah, very nerve wracking that Monday. Let me tell you,
terrible.
so now, like you said, you're done. No one playing for you on Monday. You got some guys behind you with probably, you know, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger. Anyone in particular you were really rooting against? You knew coming up on you that you needed to have one of those guys have a bad game to guarantee you a win.
Well, we were afraid of Bell. We were also afraid of Martavius Bryant. That was the lineup that was behind us.
That's the lineup that came in second, but we were scared someone was going to have Antonio Brown.
Yeah, that was. But
he's like a fantasy guarantee, but the people behind us didn't have him, actually, which ended up working out for
us. Yeah, it worked out pretty good.
Guys, I'm pumped that you guys won. It's great having Patriot fans. You guys are the second Patriots fan to win this Millionaire Maker contest. Our show, the Fantasy Football Champs, it's on.
Yeah, but we're the first from Boston, though.
That's right. You guys reminded me that earlier in the day. You're the first from Boston. But all the Patriot fans, you guys are one big family. So, Patriot fans, you guys seem to be very lucky when it comes to this contest. What do you guys plan on doing with $1 million?
We're going to the Super Bowl, taking the whole family with us.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Super Bowl. Basically, we'll be watching. Washington, I think the Pats, Green Bay.
That's what I think, too. A 96 repeat, probably.
Yeah, 96. First Super Bowl I ever watched.
We got the better quarterback this time, though.
Yeah. I believe that's the same Super Bowl prediction that our producer, Kevin Collins, made earlier in the season.
Well, your producer's a smart guy, let me tell you.
Yeah. the Packers and the Patriots certainly rolling right now. It would be awesome
Kevin
to see you guys out there.
For insight.
Yeah, see our guys, our producer plays this clip of Tom Brady talking about Kevin Falk, but since his name's Kevin as well, he always thinks that, you know, Brady is talking about himself.
He might as well be with that prediction, you know.
He's a little bit delusional sometimes, and plus he's a little bit loopy from some of the meds.
Should we tell him about Vegas?
What's going on in Vegas?
Basically, he was out in Vegas.
Yeah, in the summer, and the Pats were 7-1 to win the Super Bowl, so my brother told me to take $10,000 out. We put $10,000 on the Pats to win the Super Bowl, so we're going to be pulling for them.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, my God. You guys are looking at, like, a $2 million payday just from some football wagers this year.
Only $70,000, not a million.
Yeah, and the local book pays out pretty well, too.
All right, so back to DraftKings and back to some fantasy football talk. What do you guys think of LeGarrette Blount, and what do you think he's going to do to Jonas Gray's stock going forward?
To be honest, I really don't think he'll have that big of an impact. I think the way Bill basically does, the way he operates down in Foxborough, LeGarrette's probably going to have to put in his work before he takes the job away from Gray. Maybe Jonas Gray injury, I don't know. Jonas Gray's been playing pretty well, so.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to replace him, but I wouldn't start either this week against the Lions defense. They're going to run defense.
All right, speaking of that matchup, we saw the Pats run the ball a lot last week. Lions have a good run defense. Do you think it's going to be more of a Brady-type game in Week 12?
I think it's going to be a Brandon LaFell game
in
Week 12. I like Brandon LaFell.
Is that your bold prediction for a DraftKings sneaky play?
Him and Tammy.
Yeah,
Jacob Tammy.
I like the Pats defense. Stafford's terrible on the road, so I think the Pats defense is going to have a couple of picks. They throw the ball about 50 times a game, and we have a good secondary.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Dave and Rob Gomez are the Week 11 winners, millionaire maker winners from DraftKings. They won $1 million playing fantasy football. Gentlemen, why don't you tell the audience where they can find you on Twitter?
I'm at the Talented Mr. Robo.
Yeah, I'm Dave the Champ 8. I made mine today, so you might not be able to find me, or you will, but I don't have that many followers.
Yeah, because, Dave, when I talked to you earlier, you're like, I don't even know my password anymore.
Yeah, I had one before. I just couldn't. I didn't remember my password, so I made a new one. So I'm new to it, I guess.
Yeah, one last question for you guys. You mentioned you're going to take your family out to the Super Bowl to see the Pats play the Packers in Arizona. One unnecessary purchase that you're going to make with $1 million. What do you got?
I have a necessary purchase, which might be season tickets for the Pats. I know the wait list is long, but if someone wants to sell them, we might make that one.
Yeah. All right, and they can hit you up on Twitter and try to make a transaction.
There
you go.
If I can get a little shameless plug here.
What is it?
At Sports Real Boston, you can find a couple of my articles, stuff like that. I've been writing for the past year or something. So.
And we actually are going to talk to you about that off the air because we might try to bring you over to the FF Champs family.
All right, thanks for that.
I like that.
All right, Dave and Rob Gomez, congratulations on your $1 million win. Have fun when you're watching the Patriots in Arizona, and best of luck the rest of the season. Have some fun with that money. You guys deserve it.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
See that, Anthony? Two brothers. You know, you think they split the money, or is the older one taking like a 60-40 kind of a split on that $1 million?
I don't know.
I should have asked him that.
See, we just had him on. What the hell, man? But yeah. You know what? Hey, 50-50 is okay with me if I'm splitting it with someone in my family. I'll take $500,000. That's all right. I'll take $400,000, honestly. I don't care. Whatever. Give me what you want. Throw me a piece. But I wonder if one of them did a little more work than the other one. I don't know who thought of the original lineup. I don't know. Maybe someone deserves. Whoever said Jonas Gray deserves a little bit more. There we go. Whoever brought up Jonas Gray.
I don't know. I know on DraftKings their name was like Dave the Champ. So I'm guessing it was his account. One of them said he's only been playing for like 2 weeks. The other one said he started playing week one. So still relatively new when it comes to the world of daily fantasy sports.
Yeah, a couple weeks playing, a full season in a couple weeks, basically. So. You know what? That's all it takes. You got to look some stuff up, do a little bit of research, get a little bit of luck on your side, and you could have seven figures in your bank account the next day.
All right, so it's very interesting. One of their purchases they said they want is Patriots season tickets. Kevin, how long is that season ticket wait list?
Like 15 years.
Oh my God. Is it really?
By the time they get some season tickets, they'll have another Tom Brady type quarterback there. They'll go through their transition period and they'll be good to go again.
There's got to be a way where they can get some tickets now.
They could just say, hey, you know what just happened to us? Bam, we're in.
They're taking the family to the Super Bowl. And it's interesting, on Monday night, Ant, you asked them the question who they were rooting against with the Steelers and the Titans. They were worried about Martavius Bryant, and he had a very quiet game.
Yeah, and you can't blame him for that. I mean, Martavius Bryant the last couple of weeks has just been, you know, obviously playing out of his mind. So Martavius Bryant was the kind of guy, all it takes is a couple deep passes to him and, you know, two long touchdowns to him, and that's a 30-point game for him.
All right, let's jump over to the emails. We'll try to bang out as many of these as possible, and then we're going to take another break, and then we'll finish strong with some more emails in our primetime pick'em. The first email of the day came very early this morning.
It was from Sean.
He says, hello, Bill and Anthony. I'm having a hard time deciding who to use for my flex. His choices are Jerick McKinnon, Jonas Gray, John Brown, and Michael Floyd.
Man, I'm going to roll with McKinnon here just because I think between him and Jonas Gray, they would be my two choices, and McKinnon's got a little bit softer of a matchup, and that's basically the only reason I'm going in that direction.
Next email is from Felix. Hey, guys, I need help with my lineups. I'm in running back hell. Need a flex and also a tight end. So his running backs are Reggie Bush, Bryce Brown, and I don't see any other option.
Yeah,
Brandon Oliver.
Brandon Oliver, and it looks like he's got Sproles on his bench. So
where do you see that?
He's got Bell on a bye and Garcon.
Oh, Sproles on the bench. There you go.
I think Darren Sproles has to get in your lineup somehow.
Especially over Bryce Brown.
Yeah. So I think Darren Sproles has to go in there. And as far as the tight end, it says he has Dwayne Allen and Zach Ertz and Kyle Rudolph. If Allen plays, he's got to go in. If not, you got to go Zach Ertz over Kyle Rudolph.
Next email is from Craig in Florida. A couple of quick questions. Is it worth keeping Jordan Reed in a half-point PPR league? He already has Julius Thomas and Jacob Tammy.
No,
I agree. In a standard league, is he crazy to consider starting Josh Gordon over Emmanuel Sanders? I don't think that's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy at all. If Sanders plays, it's ballsy to sit him, that's for sure. But it's Josh Gordon, so no, I don't think it's that crazy.
Leon is up next. He says, hey, guys, I have lineup questions in my PPR league. Mike Crabtree, Mike Wallace, Eric Decker, Kenny Stills. He can only use two of them.
I think Kenny Stills is the best play out of these four. I like his matchup. He's the number two there now, so definitely yeah. Kenny Stills. And I would say Mike Wallace in that Denver game is probably going to see a lot of points and a lot of garbage time.
Pick one, tight end, Zach Ertz or Kyle Rudolph?
Zach Ertz.
Pick three wide receivers, Crabtree, Sammy Watkins, Jordan Matthews, Dwayne Bowe, or Devontae Adams.
I'm going to go the three rookies here, Watkins, Matthews, and Devontae Adams.
Wow, okay, three rookies there for question number three. Question number four, pick two, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, or Kendall Wright?
Kendall Wright, very soft matchup, love him this week, and I'll give the slight nod to Keenan Allen over DeAndre Hopkins.
Craig in Wisconsin's in a half-point PPR league. Steve Smith, Mohamed Sanu, or Ryan Matthews?
Steve Smith.
Travis Kelce or Colby Fleener?
Damn.
This one's interesting because Kelsey's playing in a few hours as we're broadcasting live on Thursday. And then Fleener, we don't know if Dwayne Allen's going to play.
Yeah, I think Travis Kelce is the safer bet right now. I know it's Thursday night, but I think you have to play him.
Full-point PPR, not sure why that matters for this quarterback question. Jay Cutler or Tony Romo?
Tony Romo.
Travis Kelce, Charles Clay.
Sticking with Travis Kelce there.
Eric Decker, Jerick McKinnon, or Odell Beckham Jr., y'all?
ODB.
Non-PPR league for our buddy Neil. Wide receivers, he needs two of them. Kenny Stills, Eric Decker, Terrence Williams.
Kenny Stills. And, man, that Jets game has just got me all sorts of turned around. I guess I would chance Eric Decker in that one. Williams hasn't been doing anything this year.
By the way, they're saying now that the game is, one, going to be postponed to Monday night, and two, it's going to be moved to Detroit.
Detroit, okay. Yeah, I saw a little bit earlier they're definitely not playing in Buffalo, so guess we A double Monday nighter. This is fun. I like this. I'm actually into this. I'm getting a little more excited now for Buffalo and New York.
Ravens Saints is the other Monday night game. So I guess we have to. This is. I'll tell you what. We're gonna have to add the Jets and the Bills to our primetime pick'em.
We're gonna have to do that.
That might be an asterisk. Might be an asterisk. Back to Neil's question. Two running backs: Matt Forte, Andre Ellington, Jeremy Hill, Alfred Blue.
Obviously Forte's in, and Ellington, yeah.
Are you putting Jeremy Hill in the flex?
Yeah, like I said, I like Jeremy Hill still.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. Andrew from Cali, hey guys, with the Geo Hill split, I'm having trouble setting my lineup. He's in a full point PPR league. Jeremy Hill, Jonas Gray, or Geo?
One of those guys. I'm gonna have to stick with Jeremy Hill.
I think you have to. I mean, he's the one that's been getting it done consistently. We don't like Jonas Gray's matchup against the Lions.
No.
And Gio, still a little bit banged up with a hip and shoulder injury, even though he's back at practice. The Bengals are not even committing to Gio as their starter. They haven't said that he's going to be their starter this week. So I would roll with Jeremy Hill.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, one last one before we go to break. Our paisan Fabrizio is in a PPR league. Pick one, Justin Forsett, who's on your stardom sit-in list this week, or Andre Ellington against the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle.
Yeah, I got to stick with Justin Forsett there. Tough, I like Andre, but sticking with Justin Forsett.
Pick one, Malcolm Floyd, John Brown, Pierre Garçon.
We know Fabrizio hates him, some Pierre Garçon this year, so.
He's a Fugazi.
He is a Fugazi. Malcolm Floyd. I'm going to go with Malcolm Floyd over John Brown just because of the matchup.
Pick one, Jordan Reed or Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce.
Pick one, Andre Ellington or Alex Smith?
Got to keep that quarterback in as your flex.
All right, we got more emails to get to and also our primetime pick'em. We just made an executive decision of adding the Jets and the Bills, assuming they're going to play on Monday night. Maybe that game will have an asterisk. Maybe that game could serve as the tiebreaker for the end of the year. But we do have to take a break. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com radio.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, Pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Amendola slot right with Edelman right.
Give it to
Mulligan, Brady. The tight end right. Vereen in the backfield off Brady's left hip. Amendola starts it in motion. Brady takes the snap. Rolls right. Throws to the end zone. Catches Brady. Touchdown, Danny Amendola.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. We got plenty of emails to get to. Our primetime pick'em for week 12. I think we should jump back into the emails because... we want to get it to as many as possible. We always finish off the emails. We always get plenty of emails, right?
We find a way to get through it, so that's what we do.
Believe the next email is from Boston Dave. You supplied me with some solid advice earlier this year by recommending Kendall Wright and came through with a touchdown. Another question in a PPR league: flex starter Crabtree, LaFell, or old man Reggie Wayne?
Tough. LaFell's got a tough matchup with Detroit, so I'm leaning towards Reggie Wayne against the lowly Jags.
Kevin from Maryland says, hey guys, I'm in a PPR league. Return yards and return TDs count toward individual players. Two wide receivers, two running backs, quarterback, defense, and a flex. Basically setting his entire lineup.
All right, let's do it.
Running backs, Andre Ellington, Mark Ingram, Jeremy Hill, Alfred Morris.
I'm going to go Andre, and I got to put Mark Ingram. He's going to get a majority of the touches down there.
Wide receivers, stop me when I can stop. Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green.
Yeah, you can stop.
Quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Phillip Rivers.
Man. Russell Wilson playing more consistent and better recently?
Defense, Arizona against Seattle, New England against Detroit.
Gotta go New England. They always play really well at home.
Next email is from Harry in Vegas. Hey, champs, been enjoying the show all season. This week I've got a tough decision to make, and I appreciate your input. Need one player for my flex position, and my options are Julian Edelman, Steven Jackson, Darren Sproles, Jonas Gray, Percy Harvin. All other positions are set. Who would you go with in the flex?
Got to be Darren Sproles out of those guys.
Not Edelman, huh?
No. I'm not a fan of Edelman this week. Tough matchup, and
he doesn't say if it's a PPR league or not.
Yeah, in a non-PPR league, Julian Edelman in a non-PPR league hasn't scored double digits but once in the last 8 weeks. So he's not the guy anymore. They're going to look to focus more on the running game, I think. They got Gronk healthy now, so I like him in a PPR, I guess, but not over Darren Sproles this week.
Easiest question of the day is because the next one is from Trevor, who doesn't even bother filling out the email, just writes his question right in the subject.
Trevor.
Flex position, Golden Tate, Jerick McKinnon, or Reuben Randall?
I got to stick with Golden Tate. He's probably the best player you got right here.
Mike is up next, PPR League. Kelvin Benjamin's on a bye. Emmanuel Sanders probably out. We don't know that for sure, but start Josh Gordon or Jordan Matthews?
Wow, that's a great question.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Matthews is on fire, but Josh Gordon is a stud. I know he hasn't played this year, but we got to keep considering him a stud until he shows us otherwise. So I'm gonna take a gamble on Josh Gordon.
It's do or die for our man Ike in Charlotte. He's in a must-win situation. He needs lineup advice. Philip Rivers or Tony Romo?
Romo.
Pick one running back, C.J. Anderson, Joik Bell, or Isaiah Crowell.
I'll stick with Crowell right here, but Anderson's a close number two.
Please say a prayer for Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, and Josh Gordon. Wow. Talk about some... I mean, that's a sick trio right there. I hope he does get into the playoffs, because with those receivers, he can do some serious, serious damage.
I got almost the same setup, Demaryius, Gordon, and Antonio Brown, so...
I think I'd give you the edge.
A PPR league? Yeah, Antonio Brown's a beast.
I have Demaryius, Golden Tate, and Josh Gordon.
We're right on par with each other, I think, in that
respect. Not bad,
right? I love Golden Tate.
Next email. Ike says, victory, Ike and Charlotte.
Damn right.
Next email is from James in the UK. Hey, guys. Twice you wrote that. Thanks for your tight end advice on Tuesday. Managed to pick up Kelsey and Clay in place of Jordan Reed. I'm in a must-win mode in a couple of leagues. Need some start-sit advice. Non-PPR, one running back, two wide receivers, and a flex. Let's start off with the running back here. Ryan Matthews, Brandon Oliver, Jeremy Hill, Shane Vereen.
Jeremy Hill is just popping out to me out of those four guys. I like him over all those other guys.
Two wide receivers from this group, Julio Jones, Torrey Smith, Julian Edelman, Pierre Garçon.
I'm going to go Julio and Torrey Smith.
And for your flex, we'll go back to Ryan Matthews, Brandon Oliver, Vereen, or Julian Edelman, Pierre Garçon.
I'm going to take a chance on Matthews in the flex.
Team 2, full point PPR, needs a quarterback between Jay Cutler, Tony Romo.
Romo.
Two wide receivers, Golden Tate, Odell Beckham Jr., y'all, Sammy Watkins, or Vincent Jackson.
PPR, I love me some Golden Tate and some ODB.
And then a flex, Isaiah Crowell or Shane Vereen.
It's got to be Crowell.
Okay. Ice Up Sun from Russell. What's up, boys? Quick one on here. Thoughts on Wes Welker as a PPR option in a flex league or in a flex spot if Julius Thomas and Sanders both don't go?
Yeah, I'm not against that at all. They got to throw the ball to somebody, so you're figuring Jacob Tammy and Wes Welker are going to see a lot more looks. So I'm okay with Wes Welker if both those guys don't play.
Yeah, I like that move. I think it's time for Wes Welker to get some action.
He's got to step up at some point. I don't remember him having a season this bad, I mean, ever, really, as far as I can think back. So I think if those guys don't play, he's a good guy to take a flyer on this week.
Chris in Auburn, California. Hey, guys, I made a trade, and I'm looking for some feedback. I gave up Drew Brees and DeSean Jackson for LeSean McCoy. I have Brady, and I've started him most of the season. My other back is DeMarco Murray. I've been using Shane Vereen or Brandon Oliver as his running back, too. He has Dez, Hopkins, wide receivers.
Blah, 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 blah. Fred Jackson, Oliver, Sankey, Sims, Sproles. Oh, my God. What's the question here? Should I plug in any of these guys currently on my bench? All right. He's got Fred Jackson against the Jets. No good. Brandon Oliver, we don't like. Bishop Sankey, we don't like against the Eagles. Charles Sims, no good. So let's get down to the legit options here. He's got Darren Sproles, Keenan Allen, Kenny Stills, and Reggie Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using Darren Sproles over LeSean McCoy or Shane Vereen?
I like him over Shane Vereen.
Okay. Okay.
I do.
Are you using Kenny Stills, Reggie Wayne, or Keenan Allen over DeAndre Hopkins or Dez?
No.
No, me either.
No, I'm not.
The laundromat is writing in. Howdy, writing from inside the commercial grade washer. It's Sudsy. That's fantastic.
Hey-o.
Let's get to fantasy. With Giovanni Bernard back, Jeremy Hill playing well, who do you start at running back one? Gio, Rashad Jennings, or Hill or Crowell?
I think Jennings is your best bet at your running back one in, out of this bunch.
And then who is your second guy, Gio, Crowell, or Hill?
I'm going to throw Crowell in my running back two slot then.
Wow, so you're benching Hill and Gio in that one?
Well, does he have a flex and a flex running back? So if he's got a flex position, I'm playing Hill over Gio, but I like Hill, but we know Crowell and Jennings are getting a lot more touches, and it's not as cloudy of backfields in those two situations as it is in Cincinnati if Gio plays.
Nate from Boston's up next. Matt Ryan or Eli Manning?
Matt Ryan.
Chicago or Miami defense?
I got to go against Chicago against Tampa Bay. A lot worse of an offense than the Denver Broncos.
Now, our friend Nate here, Nathan, emailed in a picture of his roster, and I'm just looking at it real quick, and I'm seeing that he has two kickers. He has Adam Vinatieri and Mason Crosby, not to mention he has the two defenses. There's no need for that.
You're better
than
you're
that. Dealing with a quarterback situation, which is not ideal. Matt Ryan and Eli Manning are your two options. Drop one of the two kickers and go get yourself another quarterback, someone with high upside. Maybe it's Brian Hoyer with Josh Gordon back.
Yeah. Yeah, there's never a reason to have two kickers. I can hear an argument for defenses. I can hear an argument for two tight ends, two quarterbacks. Never can I hear an argument that says, yeah, we should have two kickers on a team.
Next one is from R&W Management. Tony Romo or Tom Brady?
Got to stick with Romo. I just like his matchup more.
FF Egghead, Joey G, says he must drop one player for a kicker. It has to be one of my seven running backs. Who to drop for a kicker? I don't know if you could write a more confusing email. And it's every week. He writes the most confusing emails every single week. Am I wrong? Like, I'm still trying to find out who his kicker options that he can pick up are and who he's considering dropping. Because I can't figure it out. He's got some things bolded. He's got some things bulleted. He's got like a bunch of dashes in here that I don't know what that's supposed to be. I'm trying to figure out what is going on with this email, and I can't do it for the life of me.
Yeah, and just looking at these names, if you're driving someone for a kicker, there's no one I really would want to drop for a kicker, to be honest with you. He's got a lot of depth from what he's listing here.
He lists Calvin, and then he lists CJ. Are they the same player?
I think CJ refers to CJ Anderson.
Or is it Chris Johnson?
If it's Chris Johnson, then drop him. If it's CJ Anderson, he's got a good week coming up for him since he's their only real running back this week.
Like, Alfred Blue is bolded in here, but all the other names aren't.
His name should be in blue, too.
Is it,
that's neither
is
here
it,
nor there.
Is it Jennings, Greg Jennings?
Nah, it's got to be Rashad Jennings. I think his bottom line is the running backs.
How could you even tell? I don't even have lines.
I'm just guessing. I'm just going with what I'm thinking. I think he went receivers, tight ends, running backs. I think he's looking at Rashad Jennings, C.J. Anderson, Crowell, Jeremy Hill, Sproles, Jonas Gray, and Alfred Blue.
I must drop one kicker. I must drop one for my kicker since I dropped K for J. Gray. It has to be one of my seven RBs in PPR returns as I'm loaded at wide receiver TE. Don't understand this email. I don't see any options as who the kickers are. Then he says start 3 to 5 WRs, 2 to 3 RBs, 1 to 2 TEs. So he has to drop one of the running backs. Is it Jonas Gray or Alfred Blue?
I guess Alfred Blue out of the two.
He doesn't have Arian Foster. It doesn't appear.
Yeah, so it's a toss-up. But out of the two, I guess Gray's got the hotter hand right now and a better chance to play more. So
Joey, my man, you please, a little bit better with the emails.
I'm at a loss for words. I'm not a
psychic.
That's what Bill said.
You gotta give me a little bit more here. But we still love you.
We do.
Mark is very simplified question here. Full point PPR, Sammy Watkins, Keenan Allen, Jeremy Hill, and what do you think about Julius Thomas? Should he play Owen Daniels instead of Julius Thomas?
Well, you got Julius Thomas at four, and you got Owen Daniels on Monday night. So if Thomas doesn't play, you got an option. I'm keeping Julius Thomas in there as long as I know he's going. That's all I know.
Matt M. Go ahead.
I'm done.
Matt,
I'm good.
I just want to get through all these emails as fast as possible. Matt M. says, hey, guys, I won four games in a row, went from eighth to third. Thanks for all your advice this season. That's
awesome.
A big,
huge leap.
Jump, yeah. Got a few questions in a 12-team league. For tight end, he has Jordan Reed and Owen Daniels. You'll have Daniels on your sit-em this week, Garrett Graham on your start-em. Is Garrett Graham a free agent? Should I pick him up? I think we answered that earlier.
I would pick him up over Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed is droppable, yeah. These guys need a ride, too.
Yes!
Well played, sir.
Emmanuel Sanders is possibly out. Des Bryant, Crabtree, or Kenny Stills are his other options. Also, Doug Baldwin, Alan Hearns, and Kenny Britt. Should he go for one of them? And if not, which three does he start?
You're definitely starting Dez. I think you're definitely starting Kenny Stills in this situation.
You're not dropping Crabtree for one of those free agents, though.
No, you can't drop Crabtree. So if you don't have another option as far as a worse running back to drop, I mean, I would take a flyer on Alan Hearns out of those three. But if you got to drop Crabtree, you can't do that.
Fluff and Fold of Greater Lowell, I guess that's a company name.
Another laundromat?
I would love to see. Is that what you think that is?
Fluff and
Fold? I was just going to say, I would love to find out what kind of business that is.
I'm in.
Fluff and Fold. Could be like a massage parlor.
Yeah.
My opponent has Julius Thomas and no backup. Would you look to add Jacob Tammy so he can't get Tammy? What do you think about a move like that?
I love that. I love doing stuff like that to people if I have an extra bench spot. I'm totally in.
Fluff and Fold sounds real nice, but it turns out he's like ruthless.
He is. I love it.
Second part, if Julius Thomas is in fact inactive, would you start Jacob Tammy over Fleener or Ertz?
I'm okay starting him over Ertz, but if Fleener's the number one in Indy, I can't start him over Kobe Fleener.
James in New York is up next. He's in the 10-team PPR league. Hey, guys, I'm heavily favored this week, but I can't afford to lose, so I'm looking to start my safest players. Which of them is the following is safer, not necessarily a higher potential? Interesting question. We don't usually get questions like this, but very interesting from James in New York. Tony Romo or Joe Flacco?
Tony Romo.
Josh Gordon or Eric Decker?
Still like Gordon over Decker.
Isaiah Crowell or Decker?
Isaiah Crowell.
All right, that was easy. Next question is from Jerome. Thinking of Green Bay for obvious reasons. Yes, they're playing the Vikings. And between Sanchez or Flacco, we don't know his other defensive option. But I guess Sanchez or Flacco, which one?
Sanchez, I would go with Sanchez. Softer matchup at home, kind of like that a little bit more.
All right, so we got through all the emails.
All right, see, that's what we do here. We get stuff done.
We're making big moves.
Damn right we are.
Let's do, I know Kevin had an interesting story about LeGarrette Blount, and we mentioned, I think it was the Fluff and Fold being ruthless. Kevin obviously has some inside access when it comes to Patriot players. He knew LeGarrette Blount was signing probably before pretty much anyone outside of Gillette Stadium. He was going to pick up Blount from the waiver wire, but decided to be a nice guy and waited for the word to come out, and then he didn't end up getting him. Now, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. I don't think Blount's going to be this fantasy savior. He could be big help for the Patriots, especially in the playoffs, but in terms of fantasy, I don't think he's going to do a whole lot. Nothing more than a running back.
I just didn't want to be accused of cheating, that's all.
So, basically, Kevin, you kind of, you know, yeah. I think you were a little soft.
I'm soft?
I think by not picking him up,
okay,
you were a little soft.
I'll remember that, Bill.
Do you want me to lie to you and say, hey, man, that's really cool of you of being fair to all your friends and not using insider information?
Yeah, because I'm 10-1 and I have mercy on my fellow competitors. I'm 10-1.
Does Belichick do that?
I'm just ravaging the league.
Does Coach Belichick do that, or does he say, listen?
He used to not do that. In 2007, he didn't do it, but I feel like there's more mercy now. I think he's softened a little bit with age.
I don't know, dude. Every week you hear coaches around the NFL in a blowout win say, hey, this is the NFL. We need to get our guys as much reps as possible. I'm just saying. I think you're being a little soft.
All right. Fine. I'll remember
Anthony,
that.
What do you think?
As they say in the Cobra Kai dojo, strike first, strike hard, no mercy, sir.
All right.
So you got to take them down, baby.
All right.
Now, the best part about all this is it doesn't really matter. I don't think LeGarrette Blount's going to be a big-time saver. You are 10-1, so that's certainly good news.
All right, just remember that statement when he's got a couple hundred-yard games with a couple touchdowns mixed in next month.
Remember that statement that you would rather wait for the media to release a report because you wanted to be nice to your competition.
That's true.
So one of us is going to be right no matter what. Either I'm going to be right in saying that you were soft and you should have picked him up, or you're going to be right in saying that LeGarrette Blount's going to come up big.
I think he's going to come up big.
Well, then I'm going to be right in saying that you were soft.
That's okay. I'll remember this, Bill. I'll remember.
Kev, I mean...
Vengeance? I'm a very vengeful little man.
Apparently you're not.
I am.
I don't think you are.
Well, I'm not... They didn't do anything to deserve me kind of swooping in and cheating and jumping on them early.
They are... First of all, it's not cheating.
I feel like it's cheating. I feel like it's like insider trading.
So what?
That's okay.
Insider trading is not okay.
Hey,
isn't that what Martha Stewart went to jail for?
It'll land you 18 months in a cush prison.
Oh, God.
And you'll come out with millions of dollars.
All right, let's pick the games.
That's the Martha Stewart lesson.
Pick the damn games.
I'll go to jail for 18 months in a white collar prison.
Pick the games so
Sign me up. Pick
the games so I can take the lead here.
You get me $10 million in stock on some insider trading? Hell yeah.
Damn
18
right.
months in jail? All right.
I could deal with that.
So I can flex my picking muscles.
White collar prison.
That's oh yeah,
the, monkey behind the glass out picking the talent. Let's do this.
All right, primetime pick 'em, Kevin. We were saying since the Jets and the Bills are going to be on Monday night, we can use that as our fourth.
Yes,
game.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, Thursday night action: Chiefs taking on the Raiders. Are we all going Chiefs here?
I'm going to go Oakland Raiders.
I'm tempted.
No, you are not.
I'm tempted.
I am going Oakland Raiders.
If we were picking against the spread, I would take Oakland.
All right, so Anthony's taking Oakland.
I'm going to take Kansas City straight up, but I would take Oakland against the spread.
All right, well, we're not doing against
the spread. All right, fine. So Kansas City, me and Bill, Oakland, Anthony.
Okay.
Damn right.
Sunday night game, Giants and Cowboys.
Take the Cowboys.
Dallas.
I'm taking the Giants.
Oh, we got parity here.
This is what we like.
I like it. What's Monday night?
Monday night, let's start off with the Jets. Let's start off with the real Monday night game, Ravens and Saints.
I'm going Saints.
Anthony?
I'm going to go New Orleans, too.
Ravens are coming off a bye. Saints have lost two in a row at home. Can they make it three? I don't think so. I'm going to go with the Saints, too.
Yeah,
all three of us are taking the Saints. All right, so...
Do we know where this game's going to be played yet, Bill?
I think it's in Detroit.
Okay.
Do we want to use this next game as a tiebreaker for the end of the year... Or just the fourth game this week and use it like we would.
Just the fourth game. We're not close enough to the end of the year yet.
Okay, so Bills, Jets.
I'm going to go with the Jets.
Yeah, I agree. I like the Jets this week.
The New York Jets.
I'm taking the Jets, too.
Soft Y.
Yeah, I'm going with the Jets, too.
Yogging.
So, Anthony, you picked the Raiders, and then I picked the Giants. Everything else is pretty much the same.
Yeah, yeah. Got
That's
a
enough
bit of
parity for 1 week. We don't want too much excitement.
Damn right.
What's the current standings? Kevin and I are tied, right?
Tied.
You guys got 17
The bald
wins.
Guys, the cream rises to the top, right?
That's
yes.
Right.
The two bald guys.
And I'm going bald slowly, so we're all going to be in the same boat soon.
Weigh in on Twitter if you guys think Kevin's a little bit soft by not picking up LeGarrette Blount before anyone else knew that he was going to be a new...
Just mind you all that I'm a vengeful, vengeful man, and I will hunt you down on
He's
Twitter.
Not. You don't have to worry about that. He's too worried about being fair than worried about getting revenge.
I'm a fair and just man.
He's 10-1
I'm
in
like
the fantasy
the, I'm
league.
Like the Abraham Lincoln of fantasy football.
You can never tell a lie. Isn't that George Washington?
I don't know. One of those two.
I never could tell a lie.
Either way, I'm badass and I'm American.
There's cherry trees, there's log cabins, I don't know.
What's that joke about the, oh, the quickest way to get a Brit to crap himself is to show him a picture of George Washington.
I've never
joke?
Heard that. I've never heard that. That
I thought it
a,
was.
That must be a big time New England thing.
Must be. Where the revolution started, baby.
I mean, you guys are the New England Revolutions.
Birthplace of America.
Is it? Mayflower?
Paul Revere. Or that was Plymouth. That's the Pilgrims. That's all that nonsense.
Yeah. I'm terrible at history.
We're getting off track here. Close the show, Bill.
I want to thank the Gomez brothers for coming on. Congratulations to them once again for winning the $1 million over at DraftKings. You, too, can compete for $1 million at DraftKings by going to ffchamps.com/million. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to all the emailers. We had a great show today. A lot of information. Check out Anthony's start and sit list at ffchamps.com. Kevin Collins, final word.
Abe Lincoln was a good man.
Anthony Grace, what do you got?
Hey, I'm in with the Abe Lincoln thing. He's an all right guy.
Best of luck to everyone out there in Week 12. Have some fun, and thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.